ever ship a package without an address?
Yeah, me neither. But sending a product to Amazon with the wrong label, it's basically the same thing. You're dead in the water before you even start.
Absolutely. And we're talking about more than just a minor inconvenience here. This is about protecting your reputation as a seller and, let's be honest, your bottom line. So today, we're going deep on FBA labeling, making sure you're not just compliant, but thriving in Amazon's ecosystem.
Music to my ears. Especially with the holidays coming up, the last thing I want is inventory stuck in limbo because of a labeling snafu.
The worst. And that's why we're diving into FBA labeling requirements. Think of it as our roadmap to getting those products from your warehouse to a happy customer's doorstep. No detours.
Love it. So the source jumps right in with these different label types, FNSQU, stickerless carrier. Honestly, it's a bit much sometimes. Is it really that complicated?
I get it. It can feel like you need a flowchart just to figure out which label goes where. But think of it this way. Each label serves a specific purpose. The FNSQU, for example, that's like your product's VIP pass within Amazon's system. Okay, that actually makes sense. So instead of Amazon sorting through a mountain of, say, phone cases to find yours,
the FNSQU is like, boom, this one right here. This is this seller's product. It's all about speed and accuracy, which is key in those massive fulfillment centers.
And I'm guessing fewer headaches for everyone involved. Now, let's talk about what actually goes on this magical FNSQU label. The source gets pretty specific: product name, condition, this barcode that seems really important. Break it down for me.
It's all about giving Amazon's system the information it needs to process your products quickly and efficiently. Think of that barcode like a fingerprint. It's unique to your product and linked to your FNSQ. One scan, and they know exactly what it is, where it came from, and where it needs to go.
So that tiny barcode is doing a lot of heavy lifting behind the scenes.
It's the unsung hero of the FBA world. But that also means any errors, even something as small as a smudge, can throw a wrench in the works. We're talking delays, extra fees, maybe even your product getting lost in the shuffle.
Okay, you've officially made barcodes sound terrifying. But let's say we've got all the info right, we're feeling good about our barcodes. The source also mentions printing labels correctly. Is this where those fancy thermal printers come in?
You know it. Now, you might get away with a regular printer for a few labels here and there, but when you're talking about hundreds, thousands of products, a thermal printer is your new best friend. They're faster, more reliable, and they use heat instead of ink, which means crisp, clear barcodes every time.
Which is what those Amazon scanners dream about, I imagine.
Please.
And just for those who are new to this whole thermal printing game, the source specifically calls out Rollo and Dymo.
And for good reason. Those brands are known for their workhorse reliability. They're built to withstand the demands of high-volume FBA sellers. The last thing you want is your printer jamming in the middle of prepping a huge shipment.
Ugh, don't even put that out into the universe.
Yeah.
So labels are printed, info is perfect, barcode is crisp and clear. Where are we putting this thing?
This is where things get interesting. You can't just slap a label on anywhere and hope for the best. Visibility is key. Think about those Amazon fulfillment centers. They're fast-paced, they're huge, they're processing millions of products. Your label needs to be scannable immediately.
So no playing hide and seek with the barcode.
Exactly. The source is very clear about using flat surfaces, avoiding seams or corners where the label might get bent or ripped. It needs to be front and center, easy to scan. No fuss, no muss.
Prime real estate for a sticker, love it. The source also talks about sold as set labeling. I've always been a little fuzzy on this one.
It's all about keeping things together that are meant to be together. Think a set of matching mugs, a board game with all its pieces. That label tells Amazon, hey, these items are a unit, don't separate them.
Otherwise, you've got one very confused customer wondering where the rest of their coffee mug set went.
Exactly. And probably a not so happy customer, which is never good for business.
Hmm.
The sold as set label ensures everyone gets what they ordered and that your products are handled correctly every step of the way.
Okay, so we've covered the what and why of those all-important FNSQU labels. But as with most things in life, it's not always smooth sailing. Now it's time to talk about where things can go wrong, even with the best intentions. The source calls this the danger zone. It's like a greatest hits of common FBA labeling mistakes.
Yeah, and these aren't just minor hiccups. We're talking about the kind of mistakes that can cost you time, money, and even your reputation on Amazon.
Okay, you've definitely got my attention. Hit me with those labeling pitfalls. What's first on the list?
Well, we talked about label placement earlier, and the source really drives this point home. It's not enough to just slap a label on a box and hope for the best.
There's more to it than that.
Think about it. Those Amazon fulfillment centers are processing millions of products, and they're doing it fast. If your label is hidden on a seam or a corner, it's going to get missed.
Makes sense. Out of sight, out of mind, as they say. What about covering up existing barcodes? I'll admit, I've been guilty of that one myself.
It's an easy mistake to make, but it can cause a real mess. Remember that FNSKU barcode is like your product's fingerprint. If Amazon scanners pick up the wrong barcode, your product ends up in the wrong place.
Talk about an identity crisis. So clear surfaces, avoid the seams, and keep those barcodes solo.
Got it. But even if we get all of that right, what about the quality of the label itself? Does it really make that much of a difference?
More than you might think. A faded, torn, or smudged label is about as useful as a handwritten address in the rain. Those scanners need to be able to read those barcodes clearly.
So no cutting corners when it comes to label material.
Exactly. Investing in high-quality labels that can withstand the wear and tear of the fulfillment center is crucial. Look for labels that are specifically designed for shipping, and don't forget about using enough ink. The source mentions DPI.
DPI. Refresh my memory on what that is again.
Dots per inch. The higher the DPI, the sharper and clearer your barcode will be. And trust me, you want that clarity when it comes to Amazon scanners. So a good thermal printer and high-quality labels are non-negotiable. What else is there?
Believe it or not, label size matters too.
Really? I figured a label is a label.
Not so fast. If it's too small, that barcode might be difficult to scan. Too big, and it could overlap seams or cover up important product information. Stick to Amazon's guidelines and you'll be good to go.
Okay, I'm all about staying on Amazon's good side, but I've got to ask, what about the absolute worst case scenario? Mislabeling the product itself.
Oh yeah, that's a big one. Imagine mixing up luggage tags at the airport. That's essentially what happens when you put the wrong FNSKU on a product.
So instead of my awesome new kitchen gadget, Amazon thinks I'm sending them a box of socks.
Precisely. And their system isn't designed to unravel those kinds of mix-ups. It's all about speed and efficiency.
Which means delays, extra fees, and probably a whole lot of frustration.
And don't forget about the customer who's expecting that kitchen gadget and instead gets a box of socks. It's a recipe for disaster.
Okay, point taken. Double-checking those FNSKUs is officially at the top of my to-do list. But what about the product information itself? Is that as big of a deal as using the wrong FNSKU?
You know, it might seem like a small thing, but inaccurate product information can really throw a wrench in the works.
In what way?
Amazon's system relies on that information to process your products quickly and efficiently. Any inconsistencies, and it creates friction. Processing delays, potential misdirects, inventory discrepancies, they could all stem from something as simple as a typo.
Wow, I never realized how much those little details matter.
They do. And it's not just about making things easy for Amazon, it's about building trust with your customers. When they receive a product, they expect the label to match what they ordered. Any inconsistencies, and it creates doubt.
And in the world of online shopping, trust is everything. So double-checking labels isn't just about being organized, it's about protecting your reputation as a seller.
Exactly. Those small steps can make a world of difference.
Okay, I feel like we've navigated our way through the danger zone, but now I'm really curious to hear how we can level up our game even further. Okay, so we've covered the essentials of FBA labeling, the good, the bad, and the just plain ugly, but now I'm ready to take it up a notch.
I like that attitude. Think of this as FBA labeling 2.0, going from simply surviving to absolutely crushing it in the Amazon marketplace.
I'm all about crushing it. So where do we start?
Well, the source we're diving into has a whole section on best practices, those little things that can make a big difference. It might seem basic, but it mentions clean surfaces. And I've got to say, I'm guilty of sometimes slapping a label on a dusty box and hoping for the best.
You know, I've been there too. Time crunch, you're rushing to get those shipments out, but is that really a recipe for disaster?
It can be. Remember those super sticky labels we talked about? Well, even they have their limits. Dust, dirt, grime. This basically creating a barrier between the label and the packaging.
So that quick wipe down is less about being a neat freak and more about making sure those labels really stick.
Exactly. A clean surface means a strong bond, and that translates to fewer labels peeling off, getting lost, or causing those dreaded scanner malfunctions.
Okay, you've convinced me. I'm adding wipe down packaging to my pre-labeling checklist. Now let's talk labels themselves. We've covered quality. But is there anything else we need to keep in mind?
Durability is key. Those labels are going to go through a lot of temperatures, temperature changes, rough handling. You want something that can withstand the journey.
So not all labels are created equal. What should we be looking for?
Look for labels specifically designed for shipping. ideally with those strong industrial-grade adhesives. They cost a bit more upfront, but trust me, the peace of mind is worth it.
And when it comes to printers, are we still on Team Thermal?
Thermal printers are still the gold standard for FBA, especially those workhorse models from Rollo and Dymo. But as your business grows, you might want to consider stepping up to an industrial-grade model.
Industrial-grade, wow. So we're talking serious labeling power here.
Absolutely. They're built for speed and volume. We're talking thousands of labels per day, no problem. Plus, they often come with added features, like automatic label peelers and cutters, which can be a lifesaver when you're dealing with large shipments.
Talk about a labeling dream team. But even with the best equipment and materials, there's one thing we can't control: Amazon's ever-changing rules. How do we stay ahead of the game?
It's a jungle out there. But seriously, staying informed is crucial. Amazon announces all its major policy updates in Seller Central. Make it a habit to check it regularly, especially the news and announcements section.
Easier said than done sometimes, but I'm trying to get better about that.
It's a process. And don't be afraid to tap into those seller forums. It's amazing what you can learn from others who are dealing with the same challenges. It's like having a direct line to what's working, what's not, and any potential pitfalls to avoid.
It's like a support group for Amazon sellers, which I am here for. Okay, so we're up to date on the latest rules. Our labeling game is strong. What about the rest of the team? How do we make sure everyone's on the same page?
That's where clear, consistent training comes in. And I'm not just talking about a quick how to load the printer session. Make FBA labeling part of your company culture.
So like labeling black belts. I love it.
Exactly. Create clear, easy to follow guidelines, use visuals, anything to make those procedures stick. And remember, those procedures should be living documents. As Amazon updates its policies, you update your training.
It's all about staying flexible and adapting to the ever-changing Amazon landscape. Now, with all this talk about scaling up and high-volume labeling, it makes me wonder about those moments when doing it all yourself just isn't feasible anymore.
It's a good problem to have. It means your business is growing, which is awesome. But it also means you might need to call in reinforcements.
And I'm guessing this is where those magical creatures known as 3PLs come in.
You know it. Third-party logistics providers are like the ninjas of the FBA world. They specialize in all things logistics, from picking and packing to, you guessed it, labeling. They live and breathe this stuff, which means they're always up to date on the latest Amazon policies and procedures.
So they're the experts we call in when DIY just isn't cutting it anymore.
Exactly. And a good 3PL isn't just going to take over your labeling operation. They're going to optimize it. They've got the experience, the technology, and the know-how to streamline your fulfillment process, reduce errors, and ultimately save you time and money.
It's like having a whole team of labeling ninjas on your side, which sounds pretty amazing right now.
It's a game changer, especially if you're looking to scale your business quickly and efficiently. Plus, it frees you up to focus on what you do best, developing amazing products, building your brand, and connecting with your customers.
It's about working smarter, not harder. So from the importance of a clean surface to the power of outsourcing, we've really covered it all. Any final thoughts before we wrap things up?
Just this. Remember that FBA labeling might seem like a small piece of the puzzle, but it's a crucial one. By mastering this aspect of your business, you're not just ensuring smooth sailing in the Amazon marketplace, you're setting yourself up for long-term success.
It's about sweating the small stuff so you can focus on the big picture. Until next time, happy labeling, everyone.